This is the help podcast for use of language. You'll have the worksheet in front of you. You've got some of the key words at the top there that I hope to see you using. You've come across those key words before. They're the sort of vocal awareness key words. Okay, this will be presented in a grid. As the example shows at the bottom of page one, it will be presented in a grid. This won't be as essay-based, it will be more note for me, so we can go back to short, sharp little sentences and not worry too much about sentence structure. As you can see in the grid at the bottom of the worksheet, I'm asking for two examples for Father, two from Brian, two from Irene. You will probably end up running out of words if you did all those characters. Please at least make sure you do one Father, one Brian, one Irene. And then I expect you'll be able to do another line. So maybe two for Father, one for Brian, one for Irene. Try and get four in, but cover all three characters. The lines to use are on the second page. You will pick them. It's very hard to give me much more advice because it depends what really happened in the lesson and what you gave each other. Let's have a look at Father, for example. Are you threatening me some? That would go in the key line, quote. Then in meaning, this is the important bit. You might put something like, Father rhetorically questions Brian's attempt at attacking his authority, feeling his authority is more worthy as he has been to war. Father feels he must stand his ground, stand his territory. Father gives himself centrality by referring to Brian as his son, therefore defines him in relation to him and his title, Father. So something like that in meaning. Then in practical application, for Father, you discuss how you said it. So on that line, are you threatening me, son? It might say something like chess residence, no inflection, asserting dominance, emphasizing the sibilant sounds and the caesura between me and son, a patronizing tone, a working class sociolect, but articulated speech to show aggression, something like that. For Brian, you will choose one of the five lines that you performed in class. It might be something like, it wore a white thing. It, we're going into meaning, is not human. White, it's still innocent, has lost its identity, losing its humanness. It's a plea to its target audience. This is the last hope before you lose all humanness and breed monsters. In practical application for Brian, you will tell me how you staged that line. We stage this with a white light cast over the audience and the stage, an Artaudian influence. Vaguely seeing blurred figures walking away from Brian equals a loss of innocence and identity and humanness, accompanied by a non-diegetic sound of crying and whimpering and children's voices and wind. It might be something that you do. For Irene, you will pick one of the lines. Now, yes, it doesn't work, or sometimes there's a terrible tragedy and you have to play your part. And you will analyse it. It doesn't work. Meaning, gun and capitalism doesn't work anymore. Her relationship with her father is broken. It doesn't work. I communicated this by putting a caesura between doesn't and work. I had a whiny, childish tone. I was losing my innocence. Then tell me how you staged that line when you did end of part one for interpretation. For example, when we staged this, I was breaking the circle, which was representing a clock face, a metatext moment. Tick-tock of election day ending, society having a chance to mend itself and vote for a new government. It might be broken, but we have a chance to move on. That's how I practically did it. I hope that makes a little bit of sense. So there will be one, two, three, four lines across, including Father, Brian and Irene and one other. You put your quote in the quote. That doesn't count in your word count. You then discuss its meaning in a very English literature-y way, part of your 200 words. You then tell me how you staged that line or how you said that line. Notice the tense. This is much more notey. and it needs to be uploaded by your given deadline. Hope that all makes sense. I do feel I've rambled on a little bit there, but I hope it makes sense. Bye.